The spring 2001 edition of Aziza magazine is in the hands of its subscribers. The second issue, which is not on newsstands, contains recipes, fashion layouts, and relationship advice for women. But it also features articles on changing the patriarchal shape of Islamic thought. The winter issue contains stories on intricacies of prayer in airports and making the Hajj in a wheelchair. Aziza magazine is designed for, quote, the contemporary Muslim woman, unquote. The editor and publisher-in-chief is Taiba Taylor. She joins us from the studios of WABE in Atlanta. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
Who is the contemporary Muslim woman?
Well, the contemporary Muslim woman has been subjectively defined as the Muslim woman who does not apologize for being a Muslim, and neither does she apologize for being a woman. She is an active contributor to her community. She strives for self-improvement constantly, and she's educated, and most importantly, she believes in the inherent plurality of Islamic law.
The magazine is published in English.
Yes, this is, we have defined our market as for the Muslim American woman.
Now, they are an extremely diverse group. I mean, there are different ethnicities, different economic status, different schools of thought, different beliefs, although central to Islam. That's a big market. Can you address them all in one publication?
I believe I can, simply by focusing on the two things that bind us together, and that is being Muslim and being female. And I think those two things can supersede all the other differences.
It's fascinating to read your letters to the editor column. You only have two issues out, and you call it conversations. Just to look at the places where the women are from, Houston, Texas, Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, Elmhurst, Illinois, Falls Church, Virginia. What other magazines are out there for Muslim women?
For Muslim women in America? Mm. None. There are small publications, more on the order of a newsletter. There are many publications for Muslim women overseas. However, these are either mostly heavy religious text or of kind of fashion and lighter subjects. There are none that kind of strike a balance between the two. And for the Muslim woman living in America, basically Aziza is it.
What does Aziza mean?
Oh, okay. Aziza is an Arabic word, and it's the feminine of Aziz, which means strong, and it also means dear. And the attribute of strength is very rarely associated with women. However, we're reclaiming that, and we have defined Aziza as the Muslim woman who is dear to herself and others with noble strength and dignity.
How political can or will you get in the magazine? Because there are still some very important gender issues, certainly within Islam, even the cover story, Female Islamic Scholars, New Perspectives and Alternatives to Patriarchal Interpretations.
The magazine basically is a vehicle of expression from Muslim American women. And so anything that we want to speak about, I think, will be touched on. But I really wouldn't categorize it as being political in that sense.
You will have an article, or it's an opinion page, actually, written by a woman doctor about the sanctions in Iraq, for example. And on the other hand, you have an article about safe houses for women who are abused. Is there any controversy about the magazine? I mean, particularly from the more conservative Muslim and conservative Muslim women in America.
I think there are many people who are uncomfortable hearing a Muslim woman express herself and seeing a Muslim woman. There is a segment of the Islamic community who has defined the pious Muslim woman as a silent, invisible one. And those who do something contrary to that definition can sometimes cause waves. For the most part, I think Muslims are very happy to see Muslim women defining themselves. For so long, we have either been defined by Muslim men or by those who are not of our faith and our perspective. So for the first time, we're presenting ourselves as we are. And sometimes that causes a little consternation.
And then what happens?
I have received some letters saying, this is a westernized version of Islam. You know, this is not something that Muslim women should be doing. The objectification of women can be done in two ways. The first, you can either, you know, strip her naked and use her to sell excitement at a basketball game or football game. Or the second way is a very subtle, but just as effective. It is to cover her up completely and then demand her silence and her absence. And then when she enters public space, she becomes sexual. So both ways, I think the first way has been more or less mastered by the Western society, and the second way has been mastered by the Islamic society. And so instead of seeing a woman's modesty as her passport to public space, it becomes a further barrier. And so it will take, I think, a lot of undoing, but more and more people are realizing, no, this is not a positive thing for the community. And I am encouraging all Muslim women to contribute. And if they have something to write about, let us know.
Where can we get it? It's been available in Islamic bookstores and by subscription. Do you expect it to be on newsstands anytime soon?
Right now, it's not economically feasible for us to put it on the newsstands. But I do envision it at some time in the future that it will be, God willing.
Taiba Taylor is the editor and publisher-in-chief of Aziza Magazine. She joined us from member station WABE in Atlanta. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.